Now, it is true that God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. What that means is any of us, all of us, can have faith. We have the potential.
Every believer has the potential to have great faith. Join Jeremy Pearsons and Pastor Keith Moore today as they show how faith must be exercised and strengthened in order to walk in God's best. Next, right here on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and on behalf of my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, I welcome you to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And you and I are in for it this week. We have a week of broadcasts ahead of us. And I want you to get ready right now to get your life changed. Let's get our thinking changed. Let's get changed by the Word of God from the inside out. We'll pray. We'll get into the Word today. Father, we do love you and adore you. We thank you for this opportunity to come around your Word. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to use this to get the Word, your Word, all over the world. We ask you today, believe that we receive from you eyes that see Jesus, ears that hear his voice, and hearts that understand who we are in Jesus and who he is in us. We thank you for it. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me today in welcoming to this broadcast, Brother Keith Moore? Brother Keith, thank you, sir, so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
What an honor it is to sit here with you. And I don't often get this opportunity, but I want to say before we really get into this, how thankful I am to the Lord for the ministry that he's given to you and Miss Phyllis, and the change that it's brought to my life and my wife, Sarah. Of course, when I met her, she had been in the church there in Branson for 2 years. And I laugh about it, but I thought, even before I got to know her, I thought, if this girl's been sitting under this word for this long, she's got to have something going for her. And I was right.
So praise
the Lord. On behalf of her family, who's still there, a part of the church, and mine, thank you so much for listening to the Lord and being obedient to do what he's told you guys to do. It's changing lives all over the world. And I is one of those.
Thank you, Jeremy.
God is good.
It's such a privilege to be able to sow the word. It does not return void.
That's the truth.
And I know we ministered in a meeting recently in the church, and I saw, we've only been there 12 years now, but I saw some young ones that were children when we first started. Now they're young adults and coming into their own serving God. And, you know, we don't know the seed that we're sowing, that this ministry is sowing, the impact it has had already on multiple generations. But if the Lord tarries his coming, it'll just keep multiplying.
Sure.
So our labor is not in vain.
Well, we've got a four-year-old in our house right now.
Yeah.
And every time, I mean, we're watching. We're watching all the time. Excuse me. And you're leading us in what is it? We're getting our buildings, our lands, our houses, and our vehicles. Well, he says it, and he says, we're getting our buildings, our lands, our houses, and our beagles.
Yeah, beagles.
So I guess we got a dog coming. He says, all of our debts are being reduced. And you say eliminated, but he says, lemonade.
Lemonade.
All of our debts are being reduced. And lemonade. So, but you know what? He's getting it. He's getting the word, and I'm thankful for it. We've got to get into the word today. I know you've got some things on your heart, and I want to say, just roll with it. Let's go with what the Lord wants to do.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a privilege to be on the broadcast again. We thank God for the opportunity, and Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria, and the thing the Lord put on my heart on this series of broadcast has to do with faith for miracles and faith for healings. And in praying about it, preparing about it, the Lord dealt with me to remember and remind everybody watching and the partners that he's not limited by time nor space. And we know because of preparation, because of different time zones and all these things, this broadcast will be airing different times, different places. But the Lord knew that when he gave us utterance for it. And so we prayed already with the crew and you and I, and we are releasing faith that the anointing is coming and will manifest. Mm-hmm. So get ready. As we follow the Lord, there's going to be some manifestations that will happen As you watch and as you listen, let's all join faith together on that right now. Everybody, let's ask it. Lord, we're asking
you,
for manifestations of the Spirit. We're asking you to stretch forth your hand to heal and for signs and wonders and miracles during the course of these broadcasts.
Thank you,
Lord. And we give you all the glory. Help us to yield to your Spirit and respond properly. And help everyone that you're ministering to open up and receive it. And we'll give you the glory for every good thing that happens.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
so
the
be
Lord.
It.
So Amen.
Be it.
Amen.
That's what we're expecting.
Yes, sir.
Our main text on this, Jeremy, was Mark, the 9th chapter. And if you got your Bible there watching, turn with us so it put your eyes on it. It'll get in you better. In this passage in Mark 9, there was a man that brought his son, who was in a very bad condition, to Jesus' disciples. And they failed to get the boy set free. And so when Jesus came down off the Mount of Transfiguration, they came running to meet him. And the father brought the boy to Jesus. And he said, if you can do anything, verse 22, have compassion on us and help us. And in verse 23, Jesus said to them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And this is a well-known verse, this 23rd verse. It's quoted a lot. All things are possible to him that believes. And the thing that I was reminded of as we got into this series is two big errors that Christians are making concerning healings and miracles. And you hear people say, well, why don't we see more miracles? Why don't we see more healings? Well, they're happening.
Sure.
They are happening.
All over the world.
They're happening more in some places than others. And two big mistakes that I believe a lot of folks are making. And one is some idea that somehow we're waiting on God.
Right.
We're waiting on His timing. We're waiting for Him to work something out in our lives, teach us something, do something. And what the Lord has already bought and paid for and given to us, we're not waiting on Him for. It's a matter of receiving and receiving by faith. That's what he said. You know, this man basically tried to put this in Jesus' lap and said, if you can do anything.
Yeah.
So
all up to you.
So he thinks at this point he's waiting on the Lord. So he, Lord, if you can do anything, so now I'm waiting on you. But it wasn't true. Jesus turns around and says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Yeah.
So this error of thinking we're waiting on God for our healing, for our deliverance, for our miracle that we need. But secondly, is what you get into here. Those of us that have been around, heard some faith messages, like us, a lot of people have the idea, well, we've got this faith thing. You know, it, yeah, I know about faith. And what they mean is, I have knowledge of faith. Knowing about faith and hearing about faith is not the same thing as having faith. And a lot of folks are imagining that they have a lot of faith, but the truth is, faith is very weak.
Sure.
And the scripture said in Luke, he said, when the Son of Man comes, returns to earth, shall he find faith in the earth? Faith is a very precious thing. Now, it is true that God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. What that means is any of us, all of us, can have faith. We have the potential. But that doesn't mean that all of us are highly developed in faith.
Right, sure.
That faith has to be fed, and that faith has to be exercised to develop, to become stronger.
That's why this physical body is a good picture of that. It's got to be fed.
Same principle.
Sure.
Exactly. Same principle. And one thing that I noticed with this man that was a key to him getting his boy getting his healing and deliverance was what happened next. When Jesus told him, said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. And then he said, help my unbelief.
At least he's honest, huh?
That's the thing, yeah. Jeremy. That's the thing. Faith is not pretending.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about unfeigned faith in Timothy. Well, if there's unfeigned faith, that means there's feigned faith.
Yeah.
And feign means to pretend. And as we got into this study in our church, it begins to be more and more apparent and clear that a lot of people in our circles are pretending to have faith.
Yeah.
They know how to talk faith talk, and they talk about faith, but that's not the same thing as having faith. And it's a big mistake, because if you read the rest of this account, this boy got delivered. And so when this man said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, he got the help he needed.
Yeah.
But if he had tried to pretend that he didn't need any help, that he was there with his faith, then he'd have been in trouble. Because all of us need help.
Yeah.
Every one of us need help.
Yeah.
And grace is the help. Everything that God's given us is in His grace. And one big part of grace is help.
Yeah, sure.
With enough of God's help, we can get anything.
Amen.
With enough of God's help or grace, we can believe anything we need to believe. We can receive anything we need to believe. We can overcome anything we need to overcome. But, and I'll say it like this, He will meet us where we are, but not where we're pretending to be.
Amen.
That's a problem. Because like James and 1 Peter says, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
And a big part of humility is honesty. And so the Scripture says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. It does no good to pretend I have confidence and I'm fully persuaded and I've got this when you're not there.
Yeah.
He asked for help and he got help.
It's a level of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And if you look at what Jesus said about it, He spoke very plainly and very directly to who He called the hypocrites.
Right.
And when the Scripture talks about hypocrites, you look it up, and of course you know this, but He's saying that it's the name for a stage actor. Actor on the stage of life portraying something that he's not.
Right.
And God is not in that.
No.
He requires honesty.
Absolutely. I mean, he won't regard vanity. He won't even listen to it. You may be able to con some other people, but He sees through everything and sees right into your heart. And if you're not being honest and open with Him, He won't even hear it. He won't even listen to it. And I think part of this, though, Jeremy, among our circles, is people are not doing this intentionally.
Sure.
They think that's what faith is.
Right.
You just put on a happy face and make a good confession. And of course, that's better than falling apart.
Yeah.
And when you're saying it, you're hearing it. And faith does come by hearing. But I've seen, after being in the ministry for a few years now teaching on faith, I've seen a number of cases where people, they're saying the right thing, but they're full of fear. And so it has an appearance of faith, but it's not faith.
But would never let anybody know I got fear. Because I don't want you thinking that I'm not a man of faith. But I heard you say this, and I was studying along these lines, and I heard you say it. I shouldn't be at all concerned when I'm believing for something.
Right, right.
About what you think about me. You're not the one this is dependent
That's
on.
That's exactly right. I'm not, you know, what I think is not going to affect your miracle, your healing. And it's a wrong focus to, well, what it is pride. You don't want other people to think that your faith is not there or that you're struggling.
Sure.
But we all have flesh and we all just know in part. And maybe in this area, my faith might be real strong or stronger than yours. But over here in this faith, in this area, your faith might be a lot stronger than mine. And but we got to be honest if we're going to get help. When he said God gives grace to the humble, if you'll study it out, a big part of being humble is being honest.
Yeah.
It's just being genuine. It's being real. And so he was. He came and he fell down before the Lord earlier in the passage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cried out and said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And the Lord knows your heart. When you genuinely are reaching out, doing everything you know to believe Him, but you're coming short, and you can ask Him for help, He will meet you where you are.
Yeah.
He did this man. I mean, just a short time later, this boy is delivered and healed. And we know that the man's faith needed some help and work, but he got it.
Yeah.
He got it right here.
And that's what qualifies us for help, the recognition that we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think so many people think they see this weakness in their life and think that that's what's disqualifying them. That's the very thing that qualifies you for it. When you see it and you say, Lord, you are the only one that can help me.
That's right. That's right. When it's time for a miracle, obviously some things are serious.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's time to get your healing, maybe you're facing something that's called terminal or incurable. That is no place for pretending.
Amen.
It is no place for trying to maintain a front. And maintaining a front is exhausting.
Isn't it?
And at a time when you need every bit of strength you've got to focus on your faith, trying to maintain this facade with other people is a trick of the enemy.
Yeah.
It's a foolish thing. And that's why there have been some people actually that got mad at God and said, well, so-and-so, you know, man, they had strong in faith, but it didn't work for them, and I don't know why. Well, how do you know they're strong in faith?
Right.
Well, they said all the right thing. Well, yeah, but that's only part of it.
Sure.
You know, Mark 11:23, that faith folks are very
I've
keen
heard
on.
That one before.
One of my favorites, too. But he said, whoever will say to the mountain, be removed, and cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart that what he says comes to pass, he'll have what he says.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't just say, you'll have what you say. He said, if you don't doubt in your heart, if you believe in your heart that what you say comes to pass, you'll have what you say. So yes, as important as confession is, that's not all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're saying, I'm going to be fine, all our bills are going to be paid, I call this done, and yet you're just full of fear on the inside and you don't really believe it, well, that's not okay.
Or just saying it in front of the right people.
Right.
Yeah.
And then falling apart at home,
right,
crying or amongst your family. So the good news is, we can see right here, that even if your faith is well short of where it needs to be, you can ask the Lord to help you.
Yeah.
Help my unbelief.
I mean, you can get this fixed in an instant, can't you?
It happened quick, didn't it? I mean, right there on the spot. But he wasn't pretending. He wasn't playing games with the Lord about what he believed and what he didn't believe. So that's one of the things that we have on our heart in these broadcasts, is that people that are watching and people that are hooked, maybe they've been struggling, maybe they just been trying to pretend, but we're going to ask the Lord for help.
Yeah.
And some things can come, and it can come up quickly, just like that.
Just like that.
I know I was ministering to some people in a healing line some years ago, and I got to this older lady, and I started to pray for her, and I said, well, I had a check, and I said, do you believe you'll receive now when we pray for you? She says, well, I sure hope so. And, you know, I'd seen other folks kind of jump on a person at that point and say, no, well, you won't then. You're not in faith. Well, that may be true, but that didn't help. And the Lord prompted me, she's close. She's close. And so I just, I took just a moment with her. I said, "Sister, it's okay. It's okay." I said, "You know what? I can sense the anointing strong here today. I believe when I lay hands on you, the anointing is going to come strong. Will you believe that with me?" She said, "Okay." I said, I believe this anointing can do anything. I believe it can destroy yokes and remove burdens. And I just have a lot of confidence that right now, how easy is this for the Lord to heal you?" She said, "Oh, He can do anything." I said, "Yes, He can." See, you see what I'm talking about?
Sure.
She wasn't there, but it's beginning. She's beginning to come. And so I said, "I'm confident right now. You ready to hook up with me?" And she said, "Lay hands on me." And faith was there.
Yeah.
And she was that close. She was wavering some. She was in some fear, not really knowing this was new to her. Mm-hmm. But in just a few moments, she pushed that aside. And she could see in my eyes mm-hmm. that I believed. She could hear it in the tone of my voice. And just like fear is contagious, faith is contagious.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It is. You get around somebody that's strong in faith and they're believing for something. Maybe you started out going, "Well, we'll see. Hope so."
Yeah.
But after hanging out with them for a few minutes, you're going, "Let's do this thing. Let's get this thing." So, we're confident. We prayed this already before. This is happening.
Yes, sir.
In the people that are joining us on these broadcasts.
Yes, it is.
Let's release some faith further on it right
now.
Father,
thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, whatever needs to happen for the faith to come up from where it is now to where it needs to be, we're asking you for this quickening word, for your anointing manifested, for the confidence to just flow over the airwaves and quicken and cause to rise up in full confidence and full persuasion in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Listen, this is going to get only better from here. And your miracle is in this week. I want you to make the decision that you're going to get in this with us and receive from the Lord all that He has for you. Amen. We're out of time on this broadcast, but don't go anywhere. Brother Keith and I'll be back in just a moment.
Partnership is our way to deliver the Word personally to you. When you're a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you receive a personal letter from Kenneth Copeland himself every month.
I have made a commitment to God to write a letter to my partners every month as long as I'm on this earth or until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. In that letter, like I said, I don't write that letter to get my needs met. I write that letter to help you get your needs met.
I love that partner letter. I look forward to it every month. It's just like a rhema word from God when you get that letter.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Jesus Himself said that if you can believe, all things are possible. The question is, can you really believe? And the answer is a resounding yes, you can. You can make the decision to believe and grow your faith to experience the miraculous. Faith is very easy, and God wants you to know how to use it. Kenneth Copeland has been teaching faith for more than 45 years and is offering you his revelation and understanding in the Faith That Sets You Free package. Included is the Force of Faith book, which gives you a better understanding of what faith is, and Faith How It Works CD set. In it, you'll learn God's process for faith.
Faith is not this independent, what I'm going to do. Faith is complete dependence on God.
You can have faith in God. Decide today. Grow your faith and experience miracles in your life and the lives of those around you.
Develop a strong foundation of faith in the Word of God. Order the Faith That Sets You Free package today at a special price of only $19.99 and enjoy a savings of 20%. Simply log on to kcm.org/tvspecial or call our toll-free number and request your package today. Enjoy a life of victory that comes when you understand how to apply your faith. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Before we leave the air today, let me encourage you to get a hold of these materials that we're making available to you. The CD series by my grandfather, Brother Copeland, Faith how it works. I mean, it just does not get more simple than that. You need to know. You need to know how these things work. And he's going to get into the Word and tell you how it works. And then, of course, this book entitled The Force of Faith by Brother Copeland. Get these things into your life. And in these materials, he's going to talk to you about what the Word of God reveals about what faith is, where faith comes from, how faith works. I mean, these are things you need to know. It's a powerful teaching, and it's going to give you and I a strong foundation in the Word of God. You need to learn. You need to learn how to use your faith. Get free. It's time to get free from some of these things that have been hanging on to you and things that you thought would never be changed. Your life, you are destined to live the life of victory when you live by the Word and live by faith. I've seen Brother Copeland live this way. Brother Moore has seen him. Any of those of you who've been a part of this ministry for any time at all, you've seen that living by faith produces things in your life. Now, we've been teaching so far today, and we're going to continue in this week's broadcast, on faith for miracles. And this is something Brother Moore has been teaching in their church. And if you want to get this entire teaching, 12 messages, hours and hours and hours of revelation from the Word, all you need to do is visit the website that's on the screen now. That's their website, and you can download this entire series absolutely free. They've made all their materials free to you and free to me, and no charge. What's that mean?
No excuse.
If it's free, go get it. Amen. Hey, listen, let me invite you to join my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They're going to be in New York this week for the New York Living Victory Faith Encounter. You don't want to miss this, September 12th and the 13th at the New York Marriott Marquis. So if you want more information about this meeting or anything else going on at KCM, just visit kcm.org. Hey, listen, thanks so much for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow on this broadcast. You do not want to miss this. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearsons and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
His voice is not hidden from us. It's hidden for us, not from us.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Faith is not this independent, what I'm going to do. Faith is complete dependence on God.